Caesar by Colleen McCullough. The orders were that while Caesar and the major part of his army were in Britannia, none but the most urgent communications were to be sent to him. Even directors from the Senate had to wait in Portus Itius on the Gallic mainland until Caesar returned from his second expedition to the island at the western end of the world. But this was a letter from Pompey the Great, who was the first man in Rome and Caesar's son-in-law. So when Gaius Trebatius in Caesar's office took delivery of the little red leather cylinder bearing Pompey's seal, he did not post it in one of the pigeonholes to wait for that return from Britannia. Instead, he sighed and got to his plump feet. There was Titus Labienus, lounging up against the wall of his house, talking to some hulking Gaul hung with gold and blazing colours.
"Walking some of the fat off, Trebatius."
The barbarian Roman grinned.
"Down to the dock," said Trebatius.
"Why?"
Trebatius itched to inform Labienus that it was none of his business, but he gave a sick smile and answered. Labienus was, after all, the general in the absence of the real general.
"I'm hoping to catch the mail pinnace, a letter for Caesar."
"Who from?"
The Gaul, Litavicus, was following the conversation, bright-eyed. He spoke Latin then, not unusual among the Aedui. They'd been under Rome for generations.
"Gnaeus Pompeius Magnus."